A weekly club at the Collingwood Public Library is bringing folks together with a good old pair of needles and yarn. Knitter's Corner has quietly become a sanctuary for knitting enthusiasts of all ages and skill levels. From seasoned crafters to curious beginners, the library's knitting group has woven a tight-knit community that fosters creativity, companionship, and the gentle rhythm of yarn flowing through skilled hands. A big thing people in our community are facing, especially coming out of COVID, is social isolation. By coming to a program like this, they are able to socialize, said Lori Crossan, the adult and senior programming coordinator. Knitter's Corner meets weekly on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. in Murray Clerkson Room. On a typical week, there are anywhere from 8 to 12 members. In total, Crossan said there are about 30 participants. There are always new people coming to the area looking to meet people as well, she said. Through COVID-19, the knitters continued to meet virtually twice a month. However, the members are happy to be working alongside each other again now that restrictions allow. Having someone right beside you, guiding you, is really helpful, said Crossan. Cindy, one of the group's newer members, agreed. Cindy sought out Knitter's Corner because she was looking for a new creative outlet and wanted to learn how to knit. There are still certain things I don't know very well, so I really appreciate coming here so I can ask people for help, she said. Even Nancy, who has been knitting since she was 8 years old, finds value coming to the group. If you make a mistake, someone here, an advanced knitter, can usually help you, she said. She also enjoys helping other members when they get stuck, or sharing her patterns for knitters who might be up for a challenge. Plus, it gets me out of the house, she laughs. Members are encouraged to bring their creative projects or help with charitable knitted items. The library also accepts donations of yarn and knitting needles, so newcomers are able to participate even if they don't have their own equipment. Many of the items made by the knitters, specifically the hats, mitts and scarves, are then donated back to the library or to other organizations in the community. Recently, the group knitted twiddle muffs, colorful sensory therapy tools, that will be donated to the Seniors Wish Foundation for Alzheimer's and dementia patients. On June 10, Knitter's Corner will be participating in Worldwide Knit in Public Day. Members will gather around the Muskoka chairs outside the Corporal for an afternoon of knitting. We hope by being visible, we can get more people involved and give them confidence to give it a try, said Crossan. The Knitter's Corner is one of the many adult programs at the library. For more information about adult programming, visit the Collingwood Public Library website, and/or subscribe to the library newsletter here.